City of Dyer Mayor Board of Auditors meeting June 23rd, 2025 to order. We have a quorum present. First order of business will be the approved minutes of June 9th, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Not color roll start with Jennifer, go right.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Any requests to speak to the board? Dyer Station?
How are y'all?
Good, you?
All right, so first of all, I want to thank you for allowing us time to come in and speak. And as we kick off our 41st annual celebration, our Dyer Station Celebration Committee wants to officially invite you all to our events. And we appreciate the long-standing cooperation and support from our town's leadership and look forward to so many more years to come. If you allow me, I would like to share this year's events with you. On Friday, we invite you to join us in congratulating Kevin Turner for being the Grand Marshal this year for our parade and our activities, events. And we have a reception for him at 2 at Security Bank and Trust. And then Saturday will be a full day starting with the new fishing rodeo at the park. And then we have the annual Rook Tournament at the First Baptist Church at 2. And we'll conclude with our country street dance and family fun night at 7. And we have several food trucks coming in, jumpers for the kids, and a dunking booth for several, including our mayor and parade marshal will take rotations, and a wonderful band coming in to provide a full night of entertainment. On Sunday, we invite you to join with the churches of our community to worship together at 5 at the Methodist Church for the community-wide church service and stay after for the Taste of Dyer so you can bring all your favorite dishes to be judged if you like to. On Monday evening, get a team together and join us for trivia at the community building starting at 6:30. Tuesday, we continue with the fan favorite event with all the top hits, Singo, and it starts at 6:30. Wednesday night, our youth groups, anyone who wants to come can join us on the lot across from Duncan's for our second youth rally. Last year was hot, but there was a great turnout for that new event. Thursday is the fan favorite bingo at 6:30 at the fire department, and we will charge a flat fee to get in, and the fire department will have lots of delicious foods and available for concessions. Friday is the big day, so we kick off with the annual parade at 9 that goes down East College Street, and then everyone will move to the park for all things arts and crafts, food, and fun. It's the perfect time to catch up with family and friends in town for our hometown celebration while also supporting our neighbors and their small businesses. And we'll cap off the 41st annual Dyer Station celebration with fireworks at the park at 9. It's a privilege and an honor to carry on and grow this celebration with and for our Dyer community. And our members, our committee members, along with our 2025 Grand Marshal and Hostess Princess, look forward to seeing you at many events as you can make it this year. So we just appreciate everything that y'all do. And any donation that y'all would like to give Dyer Station, we would appreciate that also.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Missy.
Anyone else speak to the board? Department reports, fire. Can you update us a little bit on the engine one?
Yeah. Hopefully, be back this week. Everything's been fixed. Had a small electrical problem, an exhaust leak, and then the steering box. But hopefully, should have it back by Friday. The gearbox should be back in either today or tomorrow.
Police?
It's good.
Nothing at this time.
Public Works?
Yeah. The other 9 baskets of disc golf got put up last week.
He didn't bring much of a report, did he? He get his one chance, and he comes with a discount.
Hey, that's okay. We've been waiting on it.
Finance personnel. You have anything?
Nothing this time.
Committee reports. Finance, Administration, Personnel Committee. So, I will ask for you guys to approve some sidewalk repairs later in this meeting. Also, we need a committee meeting sometime between now and before the next board meeting to go over condemnation of properties. Sidewalk repairs. And something else, but I'll figure that out between now and then. Fire and rescue. Police?
No.
Public Works?
Nothing that I know of.
City beautification?
Right now we got all the flowers out. They look really pretty.
They do.
Don't they? They look real pretty and the colors are pretty. But we're going to get together and try to do some more things in the town before the 4th.
Okay.
Thank you.
Buildings and walkways?
I'm having
we had an issue with the Eagle Building central units. One of them was leaking in the floor. The other one, they're not cooling properly, so we may need to get them gassed up. They were the ones that were donated 6 years ago, 7 years ago, something like that. So there is no per se warranty on those. And the police department has a central unit that is causing some problems. Johnny Pasco went down, looked at it and everything. He's getting us a quote on installing a new unit. The one that's down there is 29 years old. So we'll get the quote and get it back to you. Depending on heat and time and everything else and what happens with the one that's in there now, we may need to have a meeting to get that approved so he can get started on it if we need to. Parks and recreation?
I don't have anything.
I got the sidewalk. One of the sidewalk doors. And one thing I noticed, is there not going to be any handicap accessible put in that area?
Yeah.
You know, where it was, I think it's just a regular ledge.
It's a whole new handicap area. It's in the plan.
Okay, it just hasn't been done yet.
Yeah, that's not quite finished, that sidewalk thing.
No.
Right. We should be getting some mulch at the park.
It is some mulch up there.
That's a promise.
It's black.
Also, jumping back to the mayor's report, that was one of the things I wanted to say was during the 4th of July, just be careful at the park, I would say. Bradley, if you don't mind, they've got some posts that are sticking out of the ground. If they're still sticking out, would you get some PVC pipe with a cap? Just stick it over the top of them and everything that's on the tennis court. Also, just make sure all the electrical and everything is not visible. If it is, they need to make it safe.
Yeah.
I think it is. From what I've seen, it was, but I'd rather y'all check it also. Also, check the electrical outlets for the vendors and everything. Make sure all that's working properly.
We can get that taped off, can't we?
Yes.
What color tape would you like? Yellow,
red? I wanted red, white, and blue, but I don't know if we've got time for that.
You want to say crime scene? You want to say fire line?
Take your pick. Marty's
house.
Take your pick, Red.
On the grant, they've made some progress. They told us up front that there would be a – slight delay in some of the things because of they was working on another project, but the project would be finished in the length of time that the grant says it has to be done in. The building for the bathroom is fixing to be built. It's already been spec'd and everything else. They'll bring it in and deliver it and set it down so the new restrooms will be there.
That's good.
It was a 5-month waiting list on it, and we had to go by their specs. There is one thing I would like to, during the next committee that I was talking about earlier. So we have a local business that builds buildings also, and the screw press that we are getting from that grant, $500,000 screw press, in that contract it says that it's got to have a building over it, and it's all paid for out of the grant. But the only difference is the grant states that it has to be engineered to certain specs. Well, the local company actually meets all the specs except for one. And I think basically you have to build a building and then you have to tear it apart to make sure it doesn't end up with, end up breaking or whatever, which doesn't make a lot of sense. I understand because I said the same thing when he approached me about it. I was like, really? So, I would like us to be able to allow a local contractor to bid on that. So we may want to look at it and do it, see if we can get the engineers to do an amendment to that, to where they can actually bid on it. My thing is, if it breaks, if something was to happen to it, they're local. They're not from Georgia. And trying to get somebody in to get fix something after it's broken. It's not the same company that's doing the screw press, two different companies. So that's what kind of caught my eye. Plus the local guy, if a lock breaks or hinge breaks or door comes off or whatever, he's going to come right down the road and everything and fix it. So I'd like for us to look at that in the committee meeting, and I will have more on that before we address it at the committee meeting. So
you have to build it and tear it down to rebuild it.
Why are they doing to do that?
They say it's because they want to see that the structure's sound enough for it.
Well, what else when you rebuild it? It may not be as sound as it was the first time. You may have broke something. crazy.
About like breaking the glass and gluing it back together.
And the same building that he builds is probably $90,000 to $100,000 cheaper than what they're building. And I understand it has to go through the grant process. If we can't amend it, we can't amend it. But it would be nice to be able to amend it and get that cost down some because of the depreciation side of the water and sewer.
It's too much.
We're going to have to take a hit on
it. Way too much.
You have to get
the
lawyer and all that involved.
I'll have to get the engineer involved first just to make sure that they can do it. And if they can't, then I need to know why. Then I'll send it to Eric and find out what Eric's got to say about it and everything and if there is a way to take care of that. It is, but I don't have any say-so in that, so... I'm just trying to, I've tried to watch this project pretty close, and I've updated y'all on everything that I could about it. You know, we tried to cancel the order, we tried to do lots of stuff. So, but, updates from outside committees. Unfinished business. Item A, pass on second and final reading of ordinance 2025-287. 2025-2026 annual budget and tax levy.
So move.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Not. Call the roll. Start Marty Garrett.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
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 motion to pass on second and final reading of ordinance 2025-286 to amend the 2024-2025 annual budget.
So move.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Not call the roll. Start with Mike on the left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Item C is not on your agenda. Sidewalk on West Front Street is in bad shape. That is the city sidewalk. It is not the Methodist Church. It's further up this way. It needs to be repaired. What I'd like to do, and I'd leave it up to you guys, how you want to make the motion to do it, if you even want to do it. Would like to have it repaired under the same concrete guy that we already got, under the same bid that he bid it by the square footage last time that we agreed to. I'd like to have that area fixed as soon as we can get it fixed. We have not heard back from PEP Partners, our insurance. A lady was walking down through there. She fell. She broke her arm.
Recently?
Two or three weeks ago, something. Or messed up her arm, or whatever the case may be. And we need to, I think it needs to be repaired.
Yeah.
Make a motion to get it repaired as soon as possible.
Yes, second.
Is there any discussion?
I do have one question.
Yes.
We're not going to ask him to pour it, tear it up to see if it'll break and re-pour it, are we?
Yes, sir.
I knew that was coming. I was waiting on it.
No, sir.
Okay,
I would like for Bradley. I would like for Bradley to get an 811 call on it. Also, find out when it can be done and take care of getting it taken care of, and dig up that sidewalk right there and get rid of the concrete that's there now, where they could start on it when he lets you know when he's coming. Can you take care of that?
Yep.
Okay. Any more discussion? Not Colorado. Start with Marty and go right.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Did you get that? So, this was not my plan, but it became my plan after I got to doing some thinking. Brian Kathy looked at me in my eyes. I told you guys that I would like for the ambulance building to be, stay within our area. I didn't think it was right to really sell that building because I felt like people from other towns helped donate money to build that when it was built. So, and I'd like for it to be used for something that anybody in the county could use. And you guys voted to have a Dyer Junior firefighter program. And I would like for you guys to vote to allow the Dyer Junior fire program to be able to use that for whatever needs they need it for. And allow the fire department to come up, our fire department to come up with a plan to bring back to us for a training facility out there on the grounds that's out there, with the understanding that the fire department will keep that mowed along with, or the, not the junior firemen, but the fire, our fire department, until we check with the insurance to make sure that it's okay for them to ride a lawnmower or whatever. Okay. Not saying it's even going to happen, because we ain't made it that far, but At the same time, I would like to go ahead and get a sign made that says Dyer Junior Firefighters put on the front of that building with their logo that they've already came up with. This would allow them to put their gear out there, be out of the fire department. They would still be able to use the fire department as they need to, but it would get their stuff out of their way and give them a place to go and have their own place to meet and everything. That's what I would like to do. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's real good.
Is there any discussion?
Is that going to cost us anything?
It will not cost us anything. We're already paying the electric out there. We're already paying, you know, we're not adding anything. The worst thing that's going to happen is that it may flood again. And if it does, we'll go around and cut the sheetrock out of the bottom and put metal up around the bottom where it floods. That way it won't hurt it anymore. And then we won't have to fix the building. And then we'll talk with the insurance about how they want to pursue that deal. They may have to wash the bay out or something, you know, but it will not be an extra cost to the city that I can see. Brian, Kathy, do you see anything?
No, sir, I don't see a problem at all.
It's good to use it.
Yeah, it needs to be used or it's going
to
go down.
It needs to be used.
You know, it needs to look good, you know.
It'll benefit the juniors, the fire department.
The
flyers out there.
Up on this end, I mean.
There's flyers out there.
As long as it's safe.
Sunflyers.
Yeah. We're going to plant some sunflyers out there.
Oh, Lord.
We heard planting sunflowers.
Hey, Mike. Hey,
sunflyers.
That's all he talks about is
hey, we've already planted. I bought some sunflyers.
What'd you do with them? Eat the seeds?
I gave them to Dale Carroll. I have no idea where he put them at. But
that's why he ain't here tonight.
Oh, yeah, he's talking about sunflowers.
They're on his desk. He planted them on his desk.
I hope he put them in your front yard and your backyard.
But my wife would just kill them. I planted them everywhere. Between her and the squirrels, eh?
Any more discussion? Not Colorado State Marty, go right.
That's too funny.
Aye. Motion carried.
That is too funny.
Y'all take care of that building, Brandon. Make sure they take care of that building, okay? If there's something that goes wrong or whatever we need to know about,
need to use it.
Make sure we know. Thank you. Last thing. Entertain a motion to donate $5,000 to Dyer Station Celebration for the 25-26 budget.
Make a motion, please.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
That's already in the budget, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's already.
Yeah, we put
already. I didn't know if you wanted another 5,000.
Yeah, can we get 2,000?
We put it in last time.
Yeah, yes, in the budget.
Thank you, Marty.
Start Brown, Kathy, and go left.
Aye.
Motion carried. Any other new business? That was an unfinished one.
Yeah.
Any new business?
We're going to send that new clock back.
It ain't keep it there.
It can't be. We're normally just now getting set down. We've been going home.
Oh, there may be lots of new business.
Now.
It's a budget spot up. We got a week, 10 days.
It's all
right. I'll put it on next agenda under new business. On the next agenda about going ahead and purchasing the second bulk pickup trailer. If you guys are okay with doing that, it is in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to go ahead and get that before, in case the price goes up, like they say it is. I don't know that it is, but I'd like to purchase it before it does go up.
One thing I've been told, but I was told face-to-face today, within starting sometime next year, your new trucks that have diesel motors are going to go up about $75,000 each because of this new admission standards that don't count your normal materials. That's just, so you might want to take that in consideration if we have any diesel vehicles that are...
Are we the fire truck?
Yes, sir. Actually, I had a guy that brought a fire truck down today, and that's how we got on the subject. And I was complaining about the price of it, and he said, well, you better buy it now because it's going up next year. And the new, he said, the submission said it'll be everybody. I mean, International Freightliner, all that. It's going to be some kind of a complicated system that they put under the trucks.
They already done that. That's called DEF.
Nah, yeah. But that didn't screw it up enough.
Hell,
so they're fixing it.
I showed you maintenance bills in the county that can prove you different.
Wait till you see the next round of
that's
mess
why
ups.
We're going to gas from Joe.
Some of that ain't on the bypass.
So as everybody knows, we are looking at restructuring the city's annual budget throughout the year pretty soon. So we need to look at that to change some of the way that things have been set up and to change it to where we can do a bond issuance and maybe get some of this stuff down to bring some of the costs back down to where it's more feasible when it should have been done that way in the first place. Mm-hmm. So when we do that, we'll do it all together, along with the grant stuff and everything. So we probably need to start working on that pretty quick, because it'll take a little while to get all that done, and then take a couple of months to actually finish it once we get started, or after we get done. Katie said, give our station another 5,000. Is that what you said? No, it's Marty.
That was Marty.
He said, go ahead.
They do a wonderful job
of my going to go left.
He brings families together.
A lot of people enjoy it. A lot of things they do.
Go Michael, go live.
A lot of people like to get out of the house and do things with their kids and
Michael
stuff.
Well, I see.
The elderly like to get out. Yeah.
Have we got the ducks down to Port View Pond trained to march yet? Were they marching?
Almost. They'll march straight to your golf cart or side by side or anything. You bring
they
seen,
followed
have
me.
You not seen Bette down there doing this and them following her along?
No, I haven't.
I thought that was a new Aflac commercial. Hey. I didn't know what you was doing down there, Bette.
Bette, he picking on you.
She don't care.
For somebody, somewhere.
Am I missing anything?
Last week, me and McKay were out in the park.
I'll say this, Carrie and Amanda,
that's really cute.
Have both been taking their test for their CMFO, and they have passed six classes so far.
Good job.
And
congratulations.
And 11.
Congratulations, young lady.
So that's really good.
Way to look at it.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
So I'm proud of them. And
so are we.
I tell them all the time how proud of them I am.
Yeah, those tests are hard. Some hard tests. I know.
I don't think that there's anybody else I need to talk about, because I don't think anybody else has done anything worth talking about right now. So kidding. Entertain a motion to pay the accounts of June 23rd, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion?
They were short this time. I like that.
Mm-hmm. We had a money.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, was that what it was? It wasn't short. We just put them on here.
Wait till next one.
That's should come out with not that much money to spend. Mm.
Captain Bailey, you got it. You make sure that gets down there?
Yes, sir.
Sir?
Sure will.
No discussion. Call the roll. Start with Kayla. You go left.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
You're so quiet.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
A little tiny voice.
So move.
Second.
He said second.